A state of mind in martial arts. In the science of martial arts, the state of mind should remain the same as normal. In ordinary circumstances, as well as when practicing martial arts, let there be no change at all, with the mind open and erect, neither tense nor lax, centering the mind so that there is no imbalance. Calmly relax your mind and savor this moment of ease thoroughly, so that the relaxation does not stop its relaxation for even an instant. Even when still, your mind is not still. Even when hurried, your mind is not hurried. The mind is not dragged by the body. The body is not dragged by the mind. Pay attention to the mind, not the body. Let there be neither insufficiency nor excess in your mind. Even if superficially weak-hearted, be inwardly strong-hearted, and do not let others see into your mind. It is essential for those who are physically small to know what it is like to be large, and for those who are physically large to know what it is like to be small. Whether you are physically large or small, it is essential to keep your mind free from subjective biases. Let your inner mind be unclouded and open, placing your intellect on a broad plane. It is essential to polish the intellect and mind diligently. Once you have sharpened your intellect to the point where you can see whatever in the world is true or not, where you can tell whatever is good or bad, and when you are experienced in various fields and are incapable of being fooled at all by people of the world, then your mind will become imbued with the knowledge and wisdom of the art of war. There is something special about knowledge of the art of war. It is imperative to master the principles of the art of war and learn to be unmoved in mind, even in the heat of battle. Knowing the state of affairs. In large-scale military science, knowing the state of affairs means discerning the flourishing and declining of opponents, discerning the intentions of adversary troops, and perceiving their condition, clearly seeing the state of affairs, determining how to deploy your own troops so as to gain certain victory by the principles of military science, and doing battle with knowledge of what lies ahead. Also, in individual martial arts, you determine opponents' traditions. Observe the personal character of adversaries. Find out people's strengths and weaknesses. Maneuver in ways contrary to opponents' expectations. Determine opponents' highs and lows. Ascertain the rhythms in between, and make the first move. This is essential. If your own power of insight is strong, the state of affairs of everything will be visible to you. Once you have attained complete independent mastery of martial arts, you will be able to figure out the minds of opponents and thus find many ways to win. This demands work. Becoming the opponent. Becoming the opponent means you should put yourself in an opponent's place and think from the opponent's point of view. As I see the world, if a burglar holes up in a house, he is considered a powerful opponent. From his point of view, however, the whole world is against him. He is holed up in a helpless situation. The one who is holed up is a pheasant. The one who gets in there to fight it out is a hawk. This calls for careful reflection. In large-scale military science as well, opponents are thought of as powerful and dealt with carefully. When you have good troops, know the principles of martial arts well, and sense the way to overcome an opponent, you need not worry. You should also put yourself in the opponent's position in individual martial arts. When one meets a master of the science, someone who comprehends martial arts and is good at the science, one thinks one will lose. Consider this well. Letting go four hands. Letting go four hands is when you and an opponent are in a deadlock and no progress is being made in the fight. It means that when you think you are going to get into a deadlock, you stop that right away and seize victory by taking advantage of a different approach. In large-scale military science as well, if there is total deadlock and no progress is being made, there will be a loss of personnel. It is essential to stop right away and seize victory by taking advantage of a tactic unsuspected by the enemy. In individual martial arts also, if you think you are getting into a deadlock, then it is essential to immediately change your approach, ascertain the opponent's state, and determine how to win by means of a different tactic. Moving shadows. Moving shadows is something you do when you cannot discern what an adversary is thinking. In large-scale military science, when you cannot discern the enemy's state, you pretend to make a powerful attack to see what they will do. Having seen opponents' methods, it is easy to seize victory by taking advantage of different tactics specially adapted to each case. In individual martial arts also, when an opponent is brandishing his sword behind him or to his side, when he is suddenly about to strike, he shows his intent in his sword. Once it shows perceptibly, you should immediately sense the advantage and know how to win with certainty. If you are inattentive, you will miss the rhythm. This should be examined thoroughly. Arresting shadows. Arresting shadows is something you do when adversaries' aggressive intentions toward you are perceptible. In large-scale military science, this means to arrest the enemy's action at the point of the very impulse to act. If you demonstrate strongly to opponents how you control the advantage, they will change their minds, inhibited by this strength. You change your attitude, too, to an empty mind, from which you take the initiative and seize victory. In individual martial arts as well, you use an advantageous rhythm to arrest the powerful determination of the adversary's motivation. Then you find the winning advantage in the moment of pause, and now take the initiative. This must be worked out thoroughly. Infection. There is infection in everything. Even sleepiness can be infectious, and yawning can be infectious. There is even the infection of a time. In large-scale military science, when adversaries are excited and evidently are in a hurry to act, you behave as though you are completely unfazed, giving the appearance of being thoroughly relaxed and at ease. Do this, and adversaries themselves are influenced by this mood, becoming less enthusiastic. When you think opponents have caught that mood, you empty your own mind and act quickly and firmly, thus to gain the winning advantage. In individual martial arts as well, it is essential to be relaxed in body and mind. Notice the moment an opponent slackens and quickly take the initiative to win. There is also something called entrancing that is similar to infection. One entrancing mood is boredom. Another is restlessness. Another is faint-heartedness. This should be worked out thoroughly. Upset. Upset happens in all sorts of things. One way it happens is through a feeling of being under acute pressure. Another is through a feeling of unreasonable strain. A third is through a feeling of surprise at the unexpected. In large-scale military science, it is essential to cause upset. It is critical to attack resolutely where enemies are not expecting it. Then, while their minds are unsettled, use this to your advantage to take the initiative and win. In individual martial arts also, you appear relaxed at first, then suddenly charge powerfully. As the opponent's mind changes pitch, it is essential that you follow what he does, not letting him relax for a moment, perceiving the advantage of the moment and discerning right then and there how to win. This must be investigated diligently.